County Tyrone pensioner says her life is being made a misery by a blocked drain that is continually flooding the outside of her home. Dolores Lynch is a widow and lives in... Where's that, Nicola?
Ardigarvan.
Where's that?
It's near Dunamana, County Tyrone.
Ardigarvan,
mm-hmm.
Beside her daughter and son-in-law. So you've been to see her, have you? What's been happening?
Yes, I have. I've been to see her and her son-in-law, Donald Cairns. And as you said, you were asking there where Ardigarvan is. It's a very rural village in the heart of County Tyrone. And Dolores's bungalow lies at the base of a steep hill, Stephen, by the side of Murlock Road. Now, Dolores's house has been there for around 14 years. And she says she's never had any problems until a few years ago when flooding became a big issue. Donald believes that the drain that lies in Dolores's garden is being blocked by debris running into it from a roadside culvert. Now, you probably won't know what a culvert is, Stephen, now.
Nope.
A culvert really is a tunnel carrying water under the road and it merges into Dolores's water pipe. Her son, Donald Cairns, spoke to me about how their appeals to the Department of Infrastructure have fallen on deaf ears.
This last month or so here, we have nothing but bore with floods the last time of heavy rain. As you can see, from even looking around the side, running in from the street, running in from the roadside and everything. If they would put a grid on their fire side off the culvert on the hill side, we wouldn't have this problem. I told them at numerous occasions, and they keep telling us, there's no money available to do it, it's going to cost too much money to do it, so we don't know where they stand.
So what does this mean for your mother-in-law? We are standing in quite a lot of muck in what is her driveway. And I can see the puddles lying, the muck lying.
Whatever stones we put down, try and tidy up around the house. Our local farmer here had to come down and take the side of the hedge away to take the water away, which all the stones we put on the street is lying in his field now. If it comes more heavy rain, I'm away working. Then the next minute I get a phone call from the mother-in-law on the way, panicking about water again. Like, I can't come every day to help her out. The last time we phoned was on the Friday 3 weeks ago. The heavy rain came. 9 o'clock in the morning, she phoned me, panicking. I phoned Road Service, phoned Rivers Agency, and they said they'd get back to me. And not one of them has come out to help that woman, a pensioner, to carry sandbags round the front of her house to keep water away. The water was actually running on the air vents of the house, so I don't know what water's around the air vents of her own house. Put a grid on the far side, it would cure all the problems. We wouldn't have the same problems. Maybe later on, over now, we're going to have more rain over the winter months here. Are we going to sit with the same thing again, 2 or 3 months down the line again, phoning again, looking for more help?
And I can see that there's been you've put sandbags on top of the culvert that you've got here.
That's what we put them on there. I have it all cleaned out. The last time it overflowed, I had to get the local farmer down with a slurry tanker in there, pump the water out of the...
You had to get a farmer down with a slurry tanker?
Tanker, yes. They pump out the water. I had to get in to the manhole, up to my neck in water, and would try and get as much water out of a slurry tanker. So I was actually in the manhole, handing stones out to the local farmer and the local neighbours to get the stones. Now, as I'll show you, they're all piled up down the back. They get red, so we can go to our work peacefully. So the mother-in-law is not panicking then, ringing me, here, this is happening again.
So we're going to head back down to Dolores's garden.
Yeah.
The water would... You sent us a video of the water running down the garden, which you can view on Nolan's Facebook page. And if we walk down, we're coming down into her driveway, which essentially is just filled with moss. The stones are scattered all over the place and puddles. They're saying to you, the problem is yours because your pipe's not big enough.
Yeah, their culvert now is sitting 3/4 full of debris on the far side. So if more comes heavy rain, it's going to back up into the land and come out over top of the road. So it's going to run from over the road and the lowers the side of the garden again. So who's to blame then? If heavy rains at all, she's sitting panicking in the house. Then when the grandchildren are running about the street, that's why you have the sandbags sitting on top of the culvert manhole to keep the pressure down. Because if the pressure comes up the manhole again, if we're away, the lid's off. And it's hard to keep the children away from it. Or one falls down, they could be, God knows what would happen. I would barely think.
Now, Stephen, if you want to see that flooding into Dolores's garden, then it's up now on our Facebook and Twitter feeds. You'll also see pictures of the debris Donald says he's been taking out of the pipe to keep it clear. And you'll also see shots of the damage done to the outside of the house.
So questions here for the Department of Infrastructure.
Yes, well, I have been back to them all this week. And in a statement, they said that the problem is the capacity of the pipe within the property at Murlock Road. So essentially, they're saying it's her problem. The culvert crossing Murlock Road is, they say, 750 millimetres in diameter. However, the pipe through the property is 450 millimetres in diameter. And in times of flood, the small pipe cannot deal with the volume of water. And that is why it comes out of the manhole in her garden. It is the responsibility, they say, of the landowner to make sure water is adequately put through their property.
So they can do nothing.
Well, I put to them about Donald's whenever he talked about there about putting a grill in their side of the road, so the part that they maintain to stop this debris coming down, and they essentially said putting a grill in the upstream end of the culvert will not solve the problem. If a grill was provided, it would become partially blocked, and this would lead to occurrences of water being diverted out into the public road and into the property. However, Dolores, while I was there, told me, Stephen, that she has had no problems at that property until around 2013, after, she says, work was carried out at the roadside. So I went back to the department about this and I said, you know, was work carried out there, as Dolores said, because, you know, she's lived there quite peacefully for 14 years. Now, they did confirm that a new gully, that's basically a roadside grill drain that you would see at the side of the road, was put in there in 2012. So that would tie in with what Dolores was telling me. And when I put it to them that this could contribute to an increase in the water running into the culvert and therefore into what they describe as a pipe with an insufficient diameter to start off with, the spokesperson said this gully replaced an outlet which was proving difficult to maintain. This outlet discharged into the mouth of the culvert, as does the gully. Therefore, they say there's no additional water entering through the system. So it's a strange conundrum. A house that has sat there for sort of 12, 13 years without any bother whatsoever, suddenly this problem. And as I say, Stephen, if you want to see that flooding, it is immense. Please click on to our Facebook and Twitter feeds.
Okay, at Stephen Nolan on Twitter. Facebook, The Real Stephen Nolan, is where you can find those images.